Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. And talking right now anyway about things you've had ripped off. We've also been talking to people about accidents they've had with people who are uninsured or underinsured. But let's go back to Mike, who's been on hold. And Mike has a tale of unimaginable suffering, woe, and desolation because he was playing a gig as a guitar player back in the 1970s, and they had everything all set to load into the vehicle, and they went inside to get paid, and then all hell broke loose. And Mike, go ahead. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, Tom. So what happened was that our bass player's guitar was against the wall. My 68 Les Paul was in the right next to that, and then our other guitarist had a early 70s Stratocaster white, because he liked just the way that guitar looks, Jimi Hendrix style, you know. So what happened was we went back to start loading everything back into the truck, and the early 70s Strat was gone. We were devastated, and it was like when you realize that it was gone. It was, what do you do now? There was no place to turn. You know, we didn't know if we should blame the people at the bar or if some guy just hung out and just grabbed the guitar. Tom, I got to tell you, man, it's the most devastating feeling in the world when somebody... Because, you talk about a car. I mean, a car is personal, and, you know, a lot of things that, you know, that people have been talking about are personal. But you're talking about a guitar is like one of your children.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we all have different priorities. For you, it is a guitar. For other people, it is something else. Yeah. But now, Mike, are you the guy who was actually taught to play Skynyrd by the guys in Skynyrd?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
And it was mostly Alan Collins. Alan and I kind of hit it off really well when we met them back in the Summerfest days at the stadium. We used to party with them right up until, you know, the end of that. I actually was sitting on the bed with in a hotel room. Alan Collins had just taught me the solo for Freebird, and Ronnie Van Zant walked in, and Ronnie Van Zant was listening to me play, and Alan was sitting on the bed right across from me, and Gary was sitting right next to me, and I was practicing it, what Alan had just taught me. And Ronnie Van Zant looked at me and he goes, "Damn, you got that down pretty good." Wow. And I looked at him and I go, "Well, I had a really good teacher." And I pointed to Alan, and Alan just kind of like shrugged his shoulders. Alan was kind of like Big Bird, you know. He kind of like went, "Yep," you know.
So, I mean, yeah. But I mean, what an incredible memory.
Oh my God, yes. It's memories that you know, memories of a lifetime.
So, how long after that happened did the plane crash happen?
That was probably in the, like, 75. It was probably, like, maybe not less than 2 years after that.
Wow.
Is when the plane crash happened.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's,
when they
what's
were
really...
All, when they were all in the hospital, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to... I really felt that I should go down there and support them. But then I felt, you know what, I'm probably just like some obscure fan that they met, you know, I'm not going to show up there. So we kind of like just backed off, and I actually had a couple of their phone numbers, which I never really pursued, you know, talking to them after that point. I did meet Alan and Gary when they did the Rawson and Collins band, but nothing was the same after that.
No, that was the crash was in 1977, and
October.
I remember watching Channel 7 Eyewitness News and Irv Weinstein that night of the plane crash, and I was just, I wasn't a huge Skynyrd fan, but certainly, you know, musically conscious enough for being 12 or whatever years old, and it was tough, man. It was tough. It was like, you know, Jim Croce in 1973, and you can talk to my brother sometime about this, but when Jim Croce played a gig around Buffalo, Dick's, my brother's band was the opening act for Jim Croce. So,
I got to tell you, we actually talked about that last night at rehearsal. We rehearsed last night for, you know, once a month.
Well, better than I am. I want to thank you very much, man. Great call. Great call.
Well, that 68 Les Paul is the one that you played. You got to come out and play it again sometime, man.
When I can feel the ends of my fingers, I will.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's better when you don't feel the ends of your fingers, because then they don't hurt.
Well, I wish it was that easy. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the call. True story.
Good to see you again. Yep.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Yeah, true story. I had a cell phone, and it was in my hands in the driveway. It slipped through my fingers, and I thought the cell phone was going to last forever, and it just went right through the fingers. It's the strangest feeling. All right. Yes, neurological damage is fun. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. You're on WBEN. Neil.
Hey, Tom. I had a couple of 5-gallon diesel tanks stolen out of my backyard that were right next to my tractor.
5-gallon diesel tanks? Who steals that?
Well, it was when the price was like $4 or $5 a gallon, so it was quite valuable.
Yeah, but geez, that shouldn't happen in Forestville.
Well, it turns out it was somebody real close to me, and I'm driving by, and I see him in his backyard. I just went and took him back.
Did you have any conversation with the culprit?
No. I noticed there was the markings I had on him, and like I date them, so you know with, when you put the diesel in. But, yeah, you know what I'm wondering about all these car thefts in Buffalo, how many criminals has this bail reform put back on the street that, you know, that's why you're getting all these reoffenses?
Well, you know what? That's a real good question. I don't know a single cop who's in favor of bail reform. But again, it's one of those things. It's ridiculous. And look, you can accuse me of having a conflict of interest, okay? But you know, the idea that Kia is somehow responsible for people breaking into cars and stealing Kias And I know that the law has, what is it, what do they call it, comparative negligence or whatever they call it. But my, I'm sorry, but if you go into a car and you steal a car, that's on you. That's not on the manufacturer. That's on you.
Yeah, yeah, you're a criminal. You're a criminal. I mean, if anything, Kia could have a counter lawsuit suing the city of Buffalo for its lack of law representation.
Maybe. I don't think that would go anywhere. But no, it just it just bothers me because you think that Kias are the only cars that are being stolen. And, you know, again, you may say I have a conflict of interest in this, but I find it very troubling that Kia is being picked on because some idiots put TikTok videos up. And by the way, anybody who has TikTok, you're a communist. Thank you.
I have TikTok, but I understand.
You're a communist, sir. You are a communist. You need to take TikTok off of your phone because otherwise, you know, next thing you know, it's a poster of Cho Enlai, then it's a picture of Mao, then it's a picture of Stalin. It's a progression with these things.
Yeah.
Did I make my case or not? You're not buying it?
Well, it's great to hear your voice again, brother.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. All right, diesel, 5-gallon diesel cans. Who steals that? If you're going to steal something, make it worthwhile. Make it like gold bricks or something. 5-gallon diesel cans. But, the thing is, I got this new cell phone, right? Because the other one broke. And, it's not the cell phone's fault, really. But, right here on one of the screens, let me figure out where it is here. They have TikTok already, like, installed. The first thing I did was done. I am not going to support the People's Republic of China Communist Party in any way, shape, or form. And there's nothing I need to see on TikTok that I can't see on YouTube or Amazon Prime or Russian state TV. All right, for right now, a topic actually that came to my attention via email a couple of days ago, and that is, have you ever had anything ripped off? And I got to tell you that I'm feeling pretty blessed that I really have not had any. I mean, 78 cents from my change compartment in my Ford Escort wagon, I can deal with that. A scooter when I was a kid, because I didn't know that you put something between the sidewalk and the driveway, it was public property. So I've been pretty lucky. But then again, I've also got a pretty decent security system here. So, it's loaded with actually machine guns. So when you open it, it doesn't really, that would be illegal. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Imagine that, though. That would be the coolest thing ever. Here is, lest you forget to deactivate it before you walk in. Sue in Cheektowaga, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
My love. Hello.
I hear you're back. I'm
well,
sorry,
we'll see how this goes. I'm going to take the weekend and I think drink heavily and see how it goes on Monday.
I'll drink with you. And I'm so sorry you've been sick, and I miss you so much, and I'm glad you're back. And I just want to let you know that, yeah, I've had several things stolen. Well, one of them was my husband's truck, and he was at work. And unfortunately, he left the keys underneath the mat and came out from work, and the car was gone. It was a truck. So he called the police, made a report, and they said, okay, they're going to be looking out for it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So every day he took my car and drove around the neighborhood, and he found it. He found the truck and called the police and said, I found my truck. He goes, well, they go, oh, he can't do anything about it. And we had extra keys, so he just went and picked up the truck. Unfortunately, all the stuff was stolen out of the truck. He had a 1.5-ton jack and his speaker boxes and, I don't know, all kinds of other things were missing. Yeah.
That's horrible. So, okay, I do think it's funny that the police couldn't do anything, but your husband did?
Yeah. He drove around every day for 3 days. He found
How far
it.
Away from the house was it?
Well, it was at his work. That was like on Skajakwata. And I think he found it on Deerfield in Tennessee someplace. It's been a long time, so I can't remember exactly all the details. But, he got the car back. He got the truck back, and he drove it until it died.
That's really, I mean, I'm very impressed that he was able to find it himself, I must tell you.
Yeah, I am impressed, too. I was shocked. I said, I can't believe you. He just drove around for 3 days. He found it. It was amazing. Yeah. I've had stuff stolen out of my purse at work, my money from a coworker. And, I was sitting right in front of the girl, and I said, I opened up my locker to get something out, and I went to the bathroom. I came back, and I said, was anybody else in here? She goes, oh, no. I looked. All my purse was, my change purse, my wallet was stolen out of my purse. My purse was still there. And my coworker, she had her wallet stolen. And a few days later, the state troopers were at the back door and took her away in handcuffs.
Whoa, how did they bust her?
Well, because she was stealing from the store at work.
But, I mean, did they, grab her on videotape, kite and bad checks?
Yeah, no, she was on video, and she was stealing money somehow out of the register.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Just one question before you go. The Hangover movies, have you seen them?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not up to date on that.
Oh, they're about 15 years old, but your homework assignment tonight, do you have Netflix?
No.
I guess that homework assignment has gone down the drain because, we've got a little debate going on here between Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles and the Hangover movies, and I got to go with the Hangover movies. I'm sorry. And Animal House has entered into the conversation as well. I'm glad that they busted the person who ripped you off. I mean, that's got to be some, at least, semblance of justice.
Oh, yes, thank you. And, my gosh, my mother had her purse stolen right out of her kitchen. Somebody walked in the back door. She had her purse hanging on the coat rack. They took her purse and walked out.
My goodness.
I could tell you so many stories. That one, and then another one was at my in-laws' house, and we had all our relatives staying over. And back then, we didn't lock our doors too much. These are all older stories. And so the guy comes in the front door.
Oh, my love, I need to interrupt because if I don't, I'm going to get in big trouble. So you can stay on hold if you'd like. You can hang up if you need to. But I need to break on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly back with you on a Friday, giving this a shot, and was off from March 1st until today. So trying to get the old sea legs back on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, man. I want to thank Lucas Buckley and Josh Schmidt back at the radio station. And I also want to thank the... management at WBEN for being very understanding during this time. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. Welcome to Friday. The weekend is just about to begin. And if you didn't check the Facebook page, basically back on March 1st, I had some discs put into my cervical spine. And they shaved off some bone spurs that were causing me some issues, and did a couple of other things with the neck. And that's why I have been off. I'm very grateful to Joe Beamer and to others who have filled in. And hopefully, just one more surgery to go, and then I should be entirely. Entirely bionic. If you remember Promo the Robot from Channel 7 many years ago, I'm starting to feel like Promo, except I think he had a little more flexibility than I do at this particular point in time. You know what I really need? I really need a good Asian massage therapist. That's what I really need. No happy ending. No, we're not talking about that. We're just talking about pressure points and all that kind of stuff. happy ending comes up at 6 o'clock when I leave the air and Tom Puckett does the 6 o'clock news. I don't know what you were thinking, but that's what I was thinking. If it's okay for you guys, I would like to switch gears because, I have a little secret for you that I have unveiled from time to time. And that is that I carry a black bag around. And in that black bag is roughly $15 million worth of illegal drugs. Now, I carry a black bag around, and I've got better than $15 million in the black bag. I have a list of awesome talk show topics that I have done over the years. And I want to switch gears because something that it dawned on me I have not done in absolute years, like years, first of all, I thank you very much for all the calls on the stuff that you guys have had stolen. I feel horrible for everybody who had stuff stolen, especially people who had stuff stolen at work. I mean, look, there is a sisterhood. There is a brotherhood at work. And I will tell you, I know this for a fact, that if I were ever to steal anything from Josh at work, that they would find my body in the middle of a cornfield in Eden. All right. And the same thing with Josh. If Josh were to steal anything from me, they would find his body, you know, somewhere at ECC. I mean, it happens that way.
Great. You gave away my hiding space. Way to go.
Your hiding space.
I'm just kidding. It's a,
you better,
for legal
you better
reasons,
hide him a little deeper than that. but anyway, what I want to do is I was looking through my bag and I was thinking of stuff that I have not done in a while that I would like to bring to your attention again. And what that is, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I'm not talking about Donald Trump today. I may never talk about Donald Trump in the future because just by my saying the words Donald Trump, half of you have turned off the radio. Half of you have turned off the radio. I don't care if we ever talk about Donald Trump until the crack of doom. But I suppose at some point we may have to. But what I want to talk about is your childhood misconceptions. Now, this is a show that I did, oh boy, many, 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 many years ago. And, you know, we all have them. We all have them. And let me just give you an example of one that has always stood out to me. And that is when you were a kid, all right, and your parents took you to some social function and they said, there's a door prize. There is a door prize at the social function. For the life of me, I could never understand why they were giving away a door at a social function. It eluded me like you... I never could understand it. Something else, a drive-in movie. This is going to sound really stupid, okay? But I was never a really smart kid, and some things really haven't changed, apparently. But I used to think a drive-in movie was where... was where you literally would drive into one of those big areas and you would drive around watching the movie. And I could never understand the point of that until, and this is where it ties into something that somebody brought up a little bit earlier in today's program, until Blazing Saddles. Ladies and gentlemen, Blazing Saddles played at the Sheraton Drive-In back, oh, I don't know, whenever, in the mid-1970s, okay, sometime in that particular era. And Mom took me to a drive-in showing of Blazing Saddles, which probably reveals a lot about my upbringing. But it was a Friday night. I remember that very, very well. And I remember it being very strange that we pulled into the parking spot and we just stayed there. And we rolled down the window. And we did something or other with the speaker, and it suddenly dawned on me, oh, wait a minute. I told you, I wasn't a real smart kid, and some things really haven't changed. It dawned on me, oh, wait a minute. A drive-in, you don't just go into a movie and drive around. You actually go into a movie, and you get a parking space, and you watch the movie. Did I mention that I wasn't terribly swift as a child? Yes. Okay. But the whole door prize thing, forgive me for laughing so much, but sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had something in your life happen that makes you feel incredibly stupid, but this is something that makes me feel incredibly stupid. We used to do, my dad was a purchasing agent. And every year, the Purchasing Management Association of Buffalo or whatever it was, they used to have a shindig at, was it Weimer's Grove? I was 5 years old. That was a long time ago. And I remember driving out there and Dad talking about, well, are we going to win the door prize this year? And I remember sitting in the back seat of this ancient light blue, really crappy Volkswagen Beetle. Why in the world would my parents possibly need a door? And you know how it is when you're a kid? I'm thinking in the back seat, maybe you had the same thought when you were sitting in the back seat. They already have doors in every room in the house. Why would we possibly need a new door? And it took me a few years to realize that a door prize was not actually a door. May I just mention again that I was not exactly a big brain. May I also remind you that things have not changed. But misconceptions you had when you were a kid that took you a while to learn. Let me tell you a big one during the 1960s. In the 1960s, when your parents turned on the news, you would hear an awful lot about guerrilla warfare. Now, when you're a kid, you've been to the Buffalo Zoo. I've been to the Buffalo Zoo. I don't like zoos anymore, but when you went to the zoo, all right, you would see a gorilla, okay? Maybe a chimpanzee. Maybe one of those ugly-ass baboons, I don't know. They always look so irritated, didn't they? I mean, like, But anyway, guerrilla warfare was something that you would hear about, and you would think that, wait a minute, let me just get this straight here. This gorilla doesn't like this gorilla, and they're having a fight. I never knew that guerrilla warfare was G-U-E-R. I always thought it was G-O-R, gorilla. You know what I mean? And it's funny how these things, you remember them now as a grown-up. Well, maybe you don't, but you're normal. I remember these things because I'm paid to remember these things. But childhood misconceptions, and this is one of the topics that I've had in my bag that I have not done probably 10, 15 years, so I feel safe and whipping it out again on a Friday because, look, I'm always, always, always going to be honest with you, all right? It's Friday. To be brutally honest with you, I cannot and I'm not in the mood to anything to do anything terribly heavy today. For reasons that I think I have, I've elaborated on enough, okay? I hate to admit this, I don't have it in me to do anything terribly heavy today. So, misconceptions that you had when you were a kid, such as door prize. And, you know, when you went to one of these functions... I'm sorry I'm laughing so much, but I get a kick of how stupid I was. But I always used to imagine, okay, so my parents win a door. We're driving this light blue Volkswagen. Where are we going to put the door? There's no trunk space. There's no place in the boot. We're going to tie it on top of the car, and then we're going to drive home really safely, like people driving motorhomes 50 miles an hour in the left-hand lane, like my ex-wife. She's listening, and I hope she got a kick out of that. So, what was your childhood misconception? Was it drive-in? Was it guerrilla warfare? Was it a door prize? I'm kind of curious because the English language, I don't envy anybody who has to learn English as a second language because, quite frankly, those of us who had to learn English as a first language, we screwed it up enough. We really did. All right, so do you have... I want you to... Don't close your eyes right now if you're driving because that would be highly unhealthy. And I would not recommend that because... I don't want to be like that caller before and have a bicycle run into your car on the side of the road and then you have to pay the personal damages and everything. But what was your childhood misconception or misconceptions? And by the way, before we go any further, I think it's very important to point this out. I have never liked clowns. Clowns were always something that were lost on me. Even as a kid, at the old circuses they used to have at the old Buffalo Convention Center, which was not where the current Buffalo Convention Center is. It was off of, was it Porter, where the old Ted's was, you know, by the waterfront. I mean, they call it a convention center. I don't know what it was. But we went to a circus there once, and I could never understand the attraction of clowns. Clowns always freak me out. They still freak me out. And I apologize that if you are a clown for a living, some would say I'm a clown for a living. But I don't get the point. I've never gotten the point. When I was a kid, I did not find clowns amusing in any way, shape, or form. You might have a thought on that. Don't get me wrong. I love to laugh as much as anybody else. But when I laugh, I like to laugh at, you know, Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis and the Hangover movies. Clowns do not make me laugh. Clowns are something that scare me. And evil clowns scare me even more. And maybe I'm un-American. You know, maybe I am on TikTok. That could be. 803-0930, your childhood misconception. I haven't done this show in a long time. And I'm just kind of curious where you are on it. Because, I mean, the more I think about these things, the more I laugh. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, a show I've done, but not recently. Your childhood misconceptions. Stuff that you heard as a kid, and you didn't realize until you were an adult that you were way off the mark. Let's get to the calls. By the way, Lucas Buckley and Josh Schmidt Just doing a great job. Here is Russ in Clarence. Russ, you are on WBEN. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Is it morning? Is it afternoon? I've rather lost track.
Yeah, it's afternoon. I'm still in my morning phase.
Well, I think I've been there for a while, sir.
When I was a kid and I heard on the radio that they robbed the store, I thought they threw a rope around it and took the store, took the whole building. And I couldn't figure out how they did that. So that's my childhood dream. And to your point about the convention center, that used to be Peaceburg's bowling alley at one time.
You mean like right across from Ted's, and there was also a place called Culp Waco near that?
Yep. Back in the early 60s, that was Peaceburg's bowling alley. We used to go there on the west side to bowl because that's where my aunts all lived. And so we got on a bowling team.
But okay, it just riddle me this. Clowns, where are you on clowns?
Well, I work with enough clowns.
Don't we all? But no, I mean the real clowns with the red nose and the makeup, you know, Ronald McDonald, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. But I'm a big guy too, so.
Well, dude, I mean, I used to have strength, believe it or not, and even then, clowns scared me.
Well, my wife scared me.
Oh, jeez.
More than clowns.
Oh, my God.
When she speaks, I listen.
This may be the call of the day. Well, look, I mean, that's I'm just saying, I think that's those are good words of advice. Sir, thank you kindly. I appreciate the call.
And good luck on your surgeries.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully we're almost done with that nonsense. Believe me, I'm getting as sick of it as anybody else is. Anyway, hi. It's Friday. If you're on hold, you can stay there, and I would definitely appreciate it if you would. We're talking about your childhood misconceptions this part of the show, and 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I will tell you this much about the surgery. That I had on Wednesday, the 1st of March. What surprises me the most is not the neck issue. It's it's the shoulder blade issue. And look, first of all, people listening to this show, you're going through a lot worse, all right, than I am. And I respect that. There are children who are going through a lot worse. You know, I'm a grown man. The thing that gets me the most, it's not so much the neck and what they took off the neck. It's the shoulder blade stuff. It's honest to God, I've been through some stuff, and I can only describe it like I was, you know, joking around with Josh before. And I don't want sympathies. I don't want thoughts. I don't want prayers. I don't believe in that stuff. It is like Josh put a firearm to my shoulder blade and shot a round right through it. I guess that's the best way to describe what it is. And I guess the reason for that is the way they position you for the particular surgery that I had. And that's what I'm having, again, I'm just being honest with you here, guys. That's what I'm having the most problem with right now. And it's funny because I am finding all sorts of positions to sleep in. I mean, okay, you've got a couch at home, right? Okay. I have found that putting my left leg over the couch and sleeping on my right side is really a comfortable position in which to find oneself. And then after about 2 hours, you wake up and you kind of change positions all over again. But you know, it'll be fine. Every day it gets a little bit better. And I'm frankly really embarrassed, to be very honest with you, at what this particular situation did. I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was going to be kind of easy peasy, and it has been, you know. And again, I'm not trying to be a whiny little, you know what? I'm just saying it's been very surprising to me. You know, when you've been through, you know, when you've been through enough stuff, it's like, my goodness. And then, you know, to go through something so basic and then, you know, have these issues is, that's a pain in the butt. Well, no, not in the butt. That would be a different surgery, and I don't think we need to go there. All right. What do you guys want me to do? You want me to do the spot? You want me to go to news? I can do the spot later if you want. It's up to do news? All right, we're going to go to news here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly, and it's great to be back, and thank you guys for understanding, you know, that these are kind of like extenuating circumstances, and I will be back on Monday. I'm going to go put a heating pad on now, and I'll be back on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.